This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Hello, snack lovers. Curb your cravings with My Mochi ice cream. Imagine a scoop of rich, creamy, premium ice cream in your favorite flavor. Now imagine that scoop wrapped up in the sweetest, softest dough known to mankind. That's My Mochi ice cream. Sweet, chewy, cool, and creamy, all in one bite. It's quite possibly the most joyfully chill sensation you've ever had in your life. My Mochi ice cream comes in tons of fabulous flavors like strawberry, mango, cookies and cream, and double chocolate. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned mochis that are about 80 calories each, and it's also gluten-free. You can find My Mochi at Target or visit MyMochi.com to find a grocery store near you. That's MyMochi.com. Discover the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream today.
There are nearly 20 million military vets in the U.S., and each week we focus on their stories. This is CBS Eye on Veterans. Welcome back to CBS Eye on Veterans, reporting for ConnectingVets.com. I am Navy veteran Phil Briggs. Last year, nearly 217,000 veterans, service members, and families nationwide benefited from visiting their local vet center. During Suicide Prevention Month, this month, it is especially important that we talk at great length about all the opportunities for veterans out there. And the Department of Veterans Affairs aims to shine a light on its 300 vet centers that provide an array of support for our nation's heroes. And joining us to explain more about it is Michael Fisher, Chief Officer of Veterans Health Administration's Readjustment Counseling Service. Thanks for being with us, sir.
Thank you for having us.
Let's jump right in. First, what is a vet center? How does it differ from, you know, a VA center?
So a vet center is a community-based counseling center. Like you said, it's part of VA, but we're actually not located at VA medical centers. And this was done on purpose when we were created, as being that separate place to begin that journey with using VA services. It also helps to reduce any stigma associated with getting counseling. The other thing that makes vet centers very unique is that we are staffed by veterans. In fact, I'm the typical vet center employee. I served first. I was in Iraq in the infantry in 2005, went through my own transition, and then been able to continue that mission by working with vet centers or working for vet centers.
Right on. Over the years, in speaking with some veterans about going to the VA, is that sometimes it didn't feel comfortable for various veterans. You know, I'm thinking of female veterans, the waiting room. Some of the old school veterans are there, and there's discussions and conversations that sometimes made them uncomfortable. Sometimes a female vet said that they weren't even recognized as the vet. They thought they were the spouse. Do these vet centers take into account through ergonomic design or any kind of like way to help make all veterans feel comfortable with the process?
Yes. So I think there's a couple of things that we do in, you know, around that. The first thing, and it's, we are staffed by, many of our vet centers are staffed with fellow veterans. So it's that ability to be able to have shared experience, to create instant connection. The other side of that is that our layout of vet centers are designed to be warm and welcoming environments, that if a veteran or service member just wants to spend time in our waiting room, they can do that. And really our focus in all of that work is about creating connection, camaraderie, and community.
All right. Well, I'll be interested to meet the veteran that just wants to hang out in the waiting area, but it's nice to hear that it's got some ergonomic design there and some thoughtfulness towards making the veteran experience better. Let's talk programs and services. What kind of things can I take advantage of at a vet center?
So vet centers provide individual, group, marriage, family counseling. We also partner with community partners to help out with any additional needs that there might be, referrals, whether that is to the larger VA healthcare system or even into the community itself. But the focus of our services is really around helping that veteran or that service member set a goal, then create a support structure around themselves to accomplish that goal. That could be their family. It could also be connecting with other veterans or service members. Now, when they accomplish that goal, then it's about identifying another one. And it's this lifelong process of doing that over and over again.
Now, let's talk about eligibility. What type of veteran statuses are eligible to use these services and these facilities?
So it really doesn't matter where you are in your journey. If you're an active duty service member, if you are a veteran, if you're in the member of the National Guard or Reserve components, if you meet our eligibility criteria, you can come into a vet center now and for the rest of your life. Our eligibility is really based on service in a dangerous place, like a combat zone or area of hostility, or experiencing certain kinds of trauma, like military sexual trauma or war zone trauma. What also makes us unique around eligibility is that family members can come in and receive services, as well as we do not require that veteran, that service member to enroll in VHA healthcare. We do not require them to have any kind of service connection. We do also do not charge for our services. Everything has been prepaid through their military experience. And lastly, we'll provide services regardless of discharge character. So that includes individuals with problematic discharges.
And I know that that's always been a real threshold to getting services, but we do not want to leave anyone behind. Stuff can have gone sideways in your life and it would have been beyond anyone's control. That's excellent to hear.
Yes.
I understand actually that a VA vet center helped you at one point in your career. Share with me a little bit more about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So I returned from Iraq in 2005. I was actually in a medical hold unit going through surgeries as well as really trying to figure out what is my life going to be now after, serving in Iraq. And I was struggling. And it was a vet center counselor that wouldn't let me shut my barracks room door on him until I came and talked to him that made all the difference. In my time when all I wanted to do was say no, he helped me say yes. And I submit to you, that's what vet centers do. They help people say yes when every fiber of their being wants to say no. Now, that's just my story. I think it's important to say that every veteran, every service member has their own story, their own goals. And what makes Vet Center special is this ability to put that veteran, that service member in the driver's seat of their care and allowing them to then discuss what their goals are and then begin to work towards those goals.
Outstanding. And you brought up earlier the fact that the family members can be involved. So if you're the spouse of a veteran and you see them struggling, this would be wise for them to go and kind of push them in the direction of the VA vet center so they can begin to get on the path to right. I know for suicide prevention, we need to catch all these problems upstream, but do VA vet centers cover the totality of the needs as far as employment counseling, drug and alcohol addiction counseling? You'd mentioned relationships are involved there. Does it cover the gamut of all these things? Because I know that when any one of those things goes sideways, then that's when life can begin to unravel. So does it cover the totality of employment, drug addiction, alcohol, and career services?
As far as the counseling associated with that, we can provide services for those things. But I think it's important to mention that this is really the team effort as the whole VA working towards meeting whatever that veteran, whatever that service member's goals might be. So while, the way I think about it, you walk into a vet center with a broken foot, we can't fix the broken foot, but we know who can. And it's about making those referrals to get levels of care or to access benefits that you as a veteran, you as a service member might be eligible for. So it's that partnership where we can provide that individual group marriage family counseling. If there's other needs that are identified, then it's about making those connections.
So a starting point to get the referrals to begin the totality of your care. With respect to that, I know the PACT Act changes the game for a lot of presumptives, especially for the GWAT veterans. Would this be a good first step for any veteran, Afghanistan, Iraq, otherwise, K2? Would this be a good first step for them to go in, get their baseline, should anything in their life medically pop up later?
I do think it's a good starting point. And if an individual is truly not eligible for vet center services, our focus will then be pushing or helping make that referral for the, for places within VA and even in the community where that individual might be eligible for or might be able to access different services. Now, we recommend that anyone visit our website, vetcenter.va.gov. That's got a list of our eligibilities, our services, and most importantly, it has a listing of our vet centers across the country.
Ah, my last question, right, is where are they throughout the country? There's hundreds of these. Are they in all major metros?
They are. We're in every state, the District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, Guam, American Samoa, the U.S. Virgin Islands, the Marianas Islands. So really all states, all territories have the ability to connect to vet centers. I think it's also important to say, and this is something that the pandemic has taught us, and that is our ability to be able to provide virtual services, which is something that we do as well.
Very good. And I know that it is critical right now. And would you agree that it's critical for, especially with this PACT Act legislation being signed into law, that all veterans get at least an appointment scheduled now so they can get a baseline?
Yeah, I agree that it's about making connections into VA to be able to begin that journey.
Very good. Hit me one more time with the website.
Vetcenter.va.gov.
Michael Fisher, Chief Officer of Veterans Health Administration's Readjustment Counseling Service. Can't thank you enough for your time, and thank you for the good work that the vet centers are doing out there.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.